भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तपयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवदसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। एते चंसाकलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियाव्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परमं। निगमकल्पातरोर्कलितं पनं सुखमुखदं मृतदेवसम्मुदं विभदभगतं रासमालयं मुहुरोरासिकभुविभावुकः। Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 16th chapter, text number 34, 35, 36, and 37 also, because these are the last two verses of the chapter and there are no purports, so we will read this also. First, I'll read text number 34, and then together we will read text number 35. Saho vacha madhu chanda sadam pancha shata tata yanna bhavan sanjanite tasmin sthisthamahe vayam. Translation. When the elder Madhuchandas were cursed, the younger 50, along with Madhuchanda himself, approached the father and agreed to accept his proposal. "Dear father," they said, "we shall abide by whatever arrangement you like." Text number 35. We'll read together. And so first I chant and then you repeat. Jeshtam mantra drisham chakros Tamma vancho vayam smahe Vishwamitra satan aha Viravanto bhavishyata Yemanam me anugrinanto Viravantam makattamam Jeshtam mantra drisham chakros Tvam anvancho vayam smahi Vishwamitra satan aham Viravanto bhavishyatam Yemanam me anugrinanto Viravantam akattamam Jeshtam, the eldest, Mantradrisham, a seer of mantra, Chakro, the accepted, Tvam, you, Anvancha, have agreed to follow. Vayam, we, sma, indeed, he, certainly, Vishwamitra, the great sage Vishwamitra, Sutan, to the obedient sons, Aha, said, Viravantam, fathers of sons, Bhavishyata, become in the future. Ye, all of you who, manam, honor, me, my, anugrinanta, accepted, Viravantam, the father of good sons, Akarta, you have made, Mam, me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Does the younger Madhuchandas accepted Shunashepa as their eldest brother and told him, "We shall follow your orders." Vishwamitra then said to his obedient sons, "Because you have accepted Shunashepa as your eldest brother, I am very satisfied. By accepting my order, you have made me a father of worthy sons. And therefore I bless all of you to become the fathers of sons also." Purport. Of the 100 sons, half disobeyed Vishwamitra by not accepting Shunashepa as their eldest brother, but the other half accepted his order. Therefore the father blessed the obedient sons to become the fathers of sons. Otherwise they too would have been cursed to be sonless mlechas. Text number 36. Eshava kushikaviro devaratastavanvita anya chashtakaharita jaya kratumad adaya. Vishwamitra said, "O Kushikas, descendants of Kaushika, this Devarata is my son and is one of you. Please obey his orders." O King Parikshit, Vishwamitra had many other sons such as Ashtaka, Harita, Jaya and Kratuman. Evam Kaushika Gotram tu Vishwamitra Pritakvidham Pravarantaram Apanam Tatyadhi Chaivam Prakalpitam. Vishwamitra cursed some of his sons and blessed the others. And he also adopted a son. Thus there were varieties in the Kaushika dynasty. But among all the sons, Devarata was considered the eldest. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Parashuram Destroys the World's Ruling Class. Om Ajnana Timidandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Saparantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpade Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Banchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Jari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kolam Nastyeva, 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 Gatiranyata. So here, Sugriva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. And so he has explained about Lord Parashuram, who is an expanded Vishnumurti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shakti Aveshavatar, empowered to do a particular activity, ultimately for the benefit of humankind, for the benefit of the conditioned souls, for their upliftment. So specifically is known, as explained in the last few verses, that he killed the Kshatriyas, which were a burden to this world. Just like Krishna, he arranged for the battle between the Kauravas and the Pandavas to rid the earth of so many Kshatriyas who were not abiding by the orders of the Supreme Lord, by the Vedic literatures. So at that time also, Parashuram's time, the Kshatriyas were there, but they were not following all the Vedic principles as required. And therefore he killed so many of them. It is mentioned 21 times he destroyed the Kshatriya class. Although he appeared in a family of Brahmanas, and Brahmanas usually they are very peaceful, and they are studying the Vedic literatures, they are worshipping the Lord, they are controlling the mind and the senses, they are doing yagyas, in order to be completely absorbed in the Absolute Truth, and then also to give this knowledge to others. Sarva bhutehi derataha. Actually, Vaishnava devotees especially, and the Brahmanas, they are there not only for their own benefit to become perfect, but to give this knowledge to others. As Mahaprabhu also told his disciples, and his followers, Bharat Bhumita Haila Manusha Janma Jara Janma Shataka Kari Karaparupakar. Those who have taken birth in Bharat Bhasha, they should make their life perfect. And then after becoming perfect, they should do Paropakar. Do welfare work for others, give this transcendental knowledge to others. So Bharatvasa, of course, we understand ultimately that doesn't refer only to India, which is now small in size, but originally, and even actually this day, Bharatvasa, it is one island in one part of Jambadvip, the central island of Bhumandal. And there are 9 varshas, 9 tracts of land, 2 in the north, 1 in the center, Ilavrit Varsha, 2 in the west, and 2 in the east, and 2 in the south. And Bharat Varsha is south of Bhumandal, in the center of Jambudvip. And what we see now as the whole world is just one part of Bharat Varsha, according to the Vedic literatures, the 5th canto. So, Parashuram, he was a qualified Brahmana, son of a great Brahmana, Jamadagni. But due to Kartavirya Arjuna, who became envious of Jamadagni because he had a Kamadenu cow, a cow giving as much milk as he wanted, in order for Jamadagni to worship the Lord and perform yagyas. So he stole the cow and the calf. And of course then Parashuram, he brought back the cow and the calf, and and at that time, so he, because they were not ready to give back freely, and it is mentioned in the scriptures, first of all, to those who are intelligent by words, we may be able to convince them that this is right and this is wrong. But they were not ready to listen. They were not following the Vedic principles. So therefore, then it is explained, if by giving scriptural evidence, if one is not abiding, not following, then one has to use force. So that is the duty of the Kshatriya. So he came down from his platform of a brahmana to the platform of a kshatriya, and he killed Kativir Arjuna and took back the cow and the calf. And and then, as we have heard, then they wanted to take revenge, the sons, and they killed Jamadagni and so on. So that has been all described. And also it is then here mentioned now about Vishwamitra. So these are all great personalities which are mentioned here. Vishwamitra, on the other hand, so he was from the Kshatriya family, but due to his wanting to become a Brahmana and then following the principles and performing austerity, tapasya, and studying the Vedic literatures, he became a qualified Brahmana, and actually very powerful Brahmana. So from this we can understand, as it is explained in the Vedic literatures, it is not by birth that one becomes a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya Shudra, but by qualification, by gun, the qualities, and then by karma, karya, by the activities. So even sometimes you see somebody's appearing in a Brahmana family, he may have Brahminical activities. He may be having Brahminical qualities, but he's not engaged in Brahminical activities. And like we can see here in Vrindavan, the many Bengalis, even from Brahmana families, and they come here to Vrindavan, the most holy of the holy places, and then they become rikshawala. And then they even show, I'm a Brahmana, they show the Brahman threat, but they're pulling the rickshaw. So that is not a Brahmana, then he's actually becoming degraded. And the Brahmanas especially, they should be simply engaged in Brahminical activities. But due to necessity, they may take the application of the Kshatriya, like Parashuram did, because there was a need. And even they may sometimes do business if there is no means of livelihood, and if he's doing engaging in Brahminical activities but is not able to sustain himself, because usually the Brahmanas, they are teaching others, but sometimes they may not be rewarded sufficiently. They're doing yagyas, and sometimes people, they are misers, they're not giving dakshina. But of course we should be always humble. And the Brahmanas, they don't mind somebody is giving more, somebody is less. But sometimes there may be less. So then they may do some business also. But they should never take the occupation of a Shudra and work for others. That is forbidden. Otherwise one is falling from the position of a Brahmana. And similarly, also those who are, for example, like the Kshatriyas, usually they should do their duty of a Kshatriya. And they may also sometimes do business if it is not possible to, if they don't have land, for example, if they don't have a kingdom, then sometimes they may do some business also that is allowed. But they also, they should not take the occupation of a Shudra and just work for other being paid worker. And usually the those of the lower occupations, the Kshatriyas or the Vaishyas or the Shudras, they should not become Brahmanas, because actually they may not have the qualification, the qualities. And therefore Prabhupada has mentioned that usually it is not done, and according to the Vedic literature. But sometimes there's emergency, and Prabhupada has explained in one of the purports, like, because sometimes some of the Prabhupada's godbrothers or those following the Vedic principles, the Brahmanas, they were criticizing Prabhupada, you're making Mlechas and Yavanas as Brahmanas and preachers, how is this possible? And Prabhupada then explained that it is an emergency, because nowadays the Brahmanas, they are not doing their work, and they are just sitting in the temple ringing the bell and not doing preaching, only didn't follow him. And we can see nowadays not so many qualified Brahmanas may be there. So therefore, and by the process of initiation, by the acharya, the qualified spiritual master, then even one from the lower caste, he can become a brahmana. He can become a Vaishnav. And then, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, he can preach. So that has been mentioned in the various Vedic literatures, and many examples are there of great personalities accepting somebody from the lower occupation or caste and making them brahmanas, qualified brahmanas. And it is mentioned in Chaitanya Chattamrita, Vandyanant put Aishwaryam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nijo Piya Prasadachat Bhakti Shastra Pravatakaha. We have all obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vandyanant put Aishwaryam, with unlimited, wonderful qualities. Nijo Pi, those who are very fallen. Nijo Api, those who are fallen. Yap Prasadam, by his mercy. Bhakti Shastra Pavatakaha. They can be preachers of Bhakti Shastra. By mercy of Guru and Garanga, even those from a fallen background, they can become qualified, because ultimately everyone by nature is an eternal servant of Krishna. And so if he is following the principles given by the spiritual master, if he is situated in the mode of goodness and then coming to the transcendental plane, Shuddha Sattva, then he can give this knowledge to others. He should give this knowledge to others. So therefore we can see that Vishwamitra, although he was a kshatriya, he became a qualified brahmana. Vishwamitra, already his name is there. Vishwa means the world, Mitra means the friend. So devotee, a Vaishnava, a brahmana, is a friend of all. Dinabandhu is the friend of the fallen. Hey Guru, Gyanada, Dinabandhu, Sananda, Datta, Karnadakai, Kasindhu, Vrindavana, Sariftara, Prasida, Radha, Prachara. So the spiritual master, Hey Guru, Gyanada is giving knowledge. Dinabandhu is the friend of the poor and fallen, just like Krishna is Dinabandhu. So the spiritual master is representing Krishna. He's doing the work of Krishna as Krishna wants. Karunakaika Sindhu is an ocean of mercy. Vrindavanasana Hittavatara has come from Vrindavan, from the transcendental realm. Radha Pranaya Prachara, and he's preaching Radha Pranaya, the love of Srimati Radharani. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he's Krishna himself, but he came with the bhav, with the mood and the lust of Srimati Radharani, to try to understand the love of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord, ultimately knows everything, but he's the object of love, Visha Vigraha. So in order to fully appreciate the love of Srimati Radharani, he is simultaneously manifested as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is there in the mood of Srimati Radharani, experiencing the love of Srimati Radharani, the pranay, that is one stage of love. And then the wonderful qualities of Krishna, which Radharani, Srimati Radharani is experiencing by her love, so that Krishna can experience in his own form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then the transcendental pleasure she is experiencing. So we are most fortunate to be in this sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so we have the good fortune to go to the highest realm in the spiritual world, Krishna Loka, which is divided in four: Dwarka, Mathura, and then Shvetadip Navadvip, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally residing, and then Golok Vrindavan, Braj Vrindavan, where Radha Krishna performing their wonderful pastimes. And we can enter both pastimes, actually, Gaurlila and Krishna Lila, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course now we are just a few days before the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Gauranga! So we should be already, so we are preparing ourselves for that wonderful day. And we are trying, of course, as a Vaishnava in our line here, we every day we worship Mahaprabhu, we try to remember him, and also Radha and Krishna. And being in Braj now, we remember the wonderful pastimes of Sisi Radha and Krishna. And now we are in Falgun Mas, Shukla Paksha, Dashami Tithi. And according to the scriptures, on this day there's a holy Utsav, holy festival in Nandagaon. Yesterday it was in Varshana for 2 days. First there's Ladu Holi, they exchange Ladus, and in a loving way. And then the next day they are throwing the colors, the powder and with the syringe, the water, and then even there's Latmar Hori. They have some sticks, and the women, they beat the man, give them a beating. Yeah, sometimes it's a need. A loving exchange is there. And then in Nandagaon, so first those from Nandagaon, so that is since Krishna's pastimes actually. Krishna started that play on Vasant Panchami. For 40 days, one village in another village. And so then, first they come to Varshana, the inhabitants of Nandagaon, they play holy there. And then all the inhabitants of Varshana, the next day, they play holy in Nandagaon and have so wonderful loving exchange. So that is going on since Krishna's times. And here in Vrindavan, it will start tomorrow, and till holy, till Gopunima. But then also the next day, actually, according to the Titi, sometimes everything is finished on Gopunima, but sometimes there's overlapping. But this year, just for everyone's information, the holy will be next day also of Gopunima till 2 o'clock, and then it gets a little sometimes a little nasty. So better to stay inside. And also, of course, now it is a little cold, and other difficulties are there, as we know. This coronavirus is there, so devotees are a little bit apprehensive, and even the outside people. Even I noticed that now there are a little less people playing holi. Usually, already the day before, like yesterday, you see people from Delhi going to Varshana, then coming here all colored, but now not so much. Now only few, because everyone is a little bit afraid. Of course, we have to take some precautions, but we have to depend on Krishna, and Krishna may protect us. And if we have to leave, we have to leave anytime. Coronavirus, or this virus, or that virus, or heart attack, or whatever. At every step, there is danger, so we have to be ready. So, everyone is ready? Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Of course it is mentioned we should try to live up to 100 years. That is in the age of Kali. So we should try to preserve our body, our health as good as possible. And but at the same time, so we have to be prepared that at any moment we may have to leave this world. But I wish all of you the best, and I hope you can live up to 100 years. in Krishna consciousness, and so you may yet be able to attain perfection in this lifetime. And there are many people they are there and they're not practicing Krishna consciousness. So what is the use of living 100 years? No use. They may die as well earlier, no problem. But so anyhow, so here we are at the point of discussing about Vishwamitra, the great saint, very powerful. And here, and so it is about his sons. He had 101 sons. And he had some other sons also. So at that time, the Kshatriyas especially, even sometimes the Brahmanas, they have more than one wives. And so he asked all his sons to accept one adopted son, Shunashepa, also known as Devarata, to accept him as the eldest brother, Jeshtaputra. Who was extremely mantra drisham. He was very qualified. But the elder sons, they were not agreeing. They were thinking, well, you know, we are the actual sons, and he's just the adopted son. Why we should accept him as our eldest sons? No. So they were refusing the advice or the order or the proposal of the father. So which is actually not proper according to the Vedic literatures. Even according to common sense, the children, they should do what the father is saying. Unless the father is a debauchee or is a woman hunter or is a drunkard or is a number one nonsense, then the children, they don't have to follow him if they are intelligent. But otherwise, in Vedic society, Vaishnava society, and even in ordinary, according to Niti Shastra, according to moral instructions, codes, so the sons, they should do for their own benefit and also for the pleasure of the father, they should follow the order, they should serve the father. They should do whatever the father says. The elder sons, they were not ready to do that. And therefore, Vishwamitra became angry. And he cursed them. And he cursed them that they should become lechas and they should not have any children themselves. So that is explained also in the scriptures again by Chanakya Pandit also. If one has a son and he is not following the very principles, he is not following the order of the father, then he's becoming useless. And it is like mutra. It's not putra. Putra is a son who is able to deliver it to help the father in case he's not able to become perfect. So then the son is supposed to become perfect and to deliver the father. Even the last rites are done by the eldest son. So if he's qualified, then he's known as putra. If not, then he's just like mutra. Mutra means urine. It's just like urine. Urine is useless. Only the cow urine has some benefit, otherwise not. Because even sometimes some people, they think the brahmanas, because they are saintly persons, and the urine of the brahmana, that may be all right, but actually it's not according to the scriptures. So mutra is there for everyone. So, and even the pure devotees are there, and of course there may be something else, like Rishabdev, he was passing stool and it was very fragrant. So, but otherwise, so if one is not following the orders of the father, then he's considered to be useless and just like urine. And so that was the case of the elder sons, and so therefore they were cursed. Of course, one may say, why is he cursing them just for a little disagreement? So we should not question these great personalities. And many times there are different reasons why something is happening. So Vishwamitra cursed them and they became just like mlechas and they didn't have any children. They become asat. Even we can see sometimes like Advaitacharya, he had six sons. Three, they were very obedient, and they were known as Vaishnavas, and especially the eldest, Achyutananda, he became a pure devotee and glorified amongst the Vaishnavas. The other two, they were also Vaishnavas and they were accepted. But three, they were not accepting Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and therefore they were not accepted and they became asat. They became smarta brahmanas. So therefore the other Vaishnavas, they were maybe respecting them as sons of Dvaitacharya, but they were not associating with them. So whereas the younger sons, so they were known as Madhuchandas because he was most prominent and highly qualified, the middle son. So 50 were older than Madhuchanda, they were not obedient, and the 50 younger ones, so together with Madhuchanda, they were accepting the order. They understood that our father is not happy. So they even before they asked them, they very intelligently, they came to the father and said that whatever you say, that we will accept. So that different kinds of disciples or children, first class, second class and third class. So we should try to be first class. The first class disciple, you don't even have to tell them what to do. They will know because they have associated with the spiritual master. They have heard from the spiritual master. And they are serving the spiritual master. And then after some time, in purified consciousness by the mercy of the Spiritual Master, they will know what the Spiritual Master wants, even without the Spiritual Master telling them. So even one of Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples, of course he had some difficulty after, but in Bhaktisiddhanta's time, he was very much respected, and Bhaktisiddhanta glorified him many times. If you want to know the Bhagavatam, you should go to Ananta Vasudev. His name was Ananta Vasudev. And then he was saying, Vasudev he knows, because many times he was giving class, Bhaktisiddhanta, and then he was wanting to recite one shloka, and then his disciple was reciting the shloka. So he was telling about him, he knows when I want to go left or when I want to go right. But then after the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta, there was some difficulty there. Like many of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta, there were some difficulties. But then Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he was the example of the first class disciple. So he had only little association, physically speaking. But he took to heart the instructions which he had received from the Spiritual Master in the first meeting, that you should preach this Krishna consciousness to the Gauravani, the instructions of Mahaprabhu, the words of Mahaprabhu to the West, to the English speaking world. So, and then even before he left this world, Prabhupada, he wrote him a letter to Bhaktisiddhanta, please give me some orders. So by divine arrangement, so before he left, he wrote this letter, and then he gave him the same instruction. He wrote him back, so please, you try to preach this Krishna consciousness to the English speaking world. At that time, Prabhupada was already, although he was a household, he was already preaching. Mostly to, of course, the Indian community or the Bengalis. So he took that to heart. And he knew exactly what he had to do. So he is a first class disciple. And so the first class disciple, then he becomes also the Acharya. The second class, you tell him, well, he may not know what to do sometimes. But then the Spiritual Master will tell him, you do this, you do that, and he will follow. The third class, he's not able to follow. The Spiritual Master is telling him, but he's not able to properly follow. And then the fourth class is doing the opposite to what the Spiritual Master says, and he becomes useless. So everyone should become first class disciple of their Spiritual Master, of Srila Prabhupada. So for the pleasure of Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu, and then we may be able to properly give this message to others. So the Madhuchanda and the younger sons, they were obedient, and immediately was pleased. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasadam, yasya prasadam nagadigodopi. So if one is displeasing the Spiritual Master, then even Krishna is not pleased. And whereas when the Spiritual Master is pleased, then Krishna is also pleased. So one should try to please the Spiritual Master, and then one is blessed. So when the younger sons, they're pleased the father, then he blessed them, that Viravanta, may you become also exalted personalities. Vir Purush means usually exalted personality, mostly referring to the Kshatriyas. Viravanta, and also may you have many good sons. So he blessed them. So we should all try to invoke the blessings of the Spiritual Master by serving nicely, by becoming first class disciple. And then the blessings are there. Actually, the blessings are always there. But we have to become qualified, and we have to do what the Spiritual Master wants, and then the blessings are there. Then the Spiritual Master will give blessings in different ways. The blessings are giving. One is by speaking, Ashirvad Vani. So giving, like here, he blessed them by speaking. So the one is simply by sign. Like this, the Spiritual Master, you can see Prabhupada also, the Acharyas, they will do like this, giving blessings or touching the head of the disciple. And then one is simply by thinking, or even by looking. When the Spiritual Master is satisfied and he sees, oh, this disciple is serving very nicely, then he's pleased, and then he will give his merciful glance. And of course, even the beautiful smile will be there. And then so thinking, feeling and willing, and then the kayak, manasik and vachik. So in this way the spiritual master, he will bless the qualified disciple, or the qualified father will bless the qualified child. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.